Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting 8th. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Red Shandianst. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst catches it and throws to first to double up Will. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Crandall moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crandall scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hobby, and towards Kindle, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shandianst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle bunts towards third. Matthews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adcock moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adcock tags and scores. Logan tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Logan scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spangler. The throw from Tap and he is out, Kindle applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Will moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from Tap and he is safe. Aaron steals second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-1 in the game. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sparn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for LTAP. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan throws to second for one, and Shane Dienst throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Taylor moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. 2 outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ashburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Dick Ellsworth now pitching. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spangler is hit by the pitch. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Spangler scores. It's 5-0, Braves. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adcock strikes out. One out. Red Shane D'Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0 for 2 in the game. Shane D'Anst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Shane D'Anst reaches second base with a double. Chuck Cottier pinch runs for Red Shane D'Anst. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Logan is walked intentionally. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Cottier now playing second base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Spangler is called out on strikes. One out. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist pinch hits for Dick Ellsworth. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Will is called out on strikes. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Ashburn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heist moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heist scores. Banks moves to second. It's 5-1, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Ron Santo. Ron Pitch now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Schaefernoth now pitching. Don Zimmer now playing third base. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aaron strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bruton moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas fields it and he's got Bruton trapped. He throws home. Taylor throws to Zimmer, who tags Bruton for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is called out on strikes. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Spangler. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Will hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Will for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.